arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go.
Hey babes, hi, this is a very impromptu episode. Number one, if you have no idea where you are, you've stumbled into the Babe AF podcast. Hi, I'm Jess, your host, and there hasn't been an episode for a couple of weeks. I'll get into that in just a second, but I am literally on a road trip right now by myself across the country. SSDGM, and there was, okay, in this car, I'm driving a Nissan Rogue, so if you see me, wave. But I am listening to TikTok radio because I'm a glutton for punishment. It's also 8:32 in the morning. And I need some pep in my step that doesn't involve caffeine. Even though I did get some coffee this morning before I left. I am listening to TikTok radio to keep my vibes high, to keep me awake. And it's on Sirius XM. So they just proposed this question on the radio, the host did. He was like, apparently there's a TikToker named Tova and she recently broke up with her significant other and they went on a breakup vacation. So apparently one of them is moving across the country and they spent a weekend basically reminiscing on the good and bad of their relationship and just had a little final exit for closure. I mean, maybe they'll get together again in the future, who knows? But I want to know what your thoughts are on it. I'm probably going to have a million questions recording in the next 11 hours or so. So yeah, I'm going to give you lots of call to action in this episode. I might just even keep popping in with some fun jams. I don't really know. The world is my oyster at this moment, and I sound as tired as I am. So, cheers to staying awake on the drive, and cheers to my sister and my niece for getting some freaking sleep because I made them get up way too early to take me to get a rental car today. So, thank you, Lulu and Lonnie. I love you guys, and cheers to the next question. Okay, so I don't know if this is a bop or what, but is that still a word you say? This song is called LP, it's called Batman by LP B Pootie. Cannot be your Batman because I be Robin. If you guys could see my face right now. If you could see my face right now. Is my 40 showing? I mean, sometimes the people love the tunes. And that one's dirty as fuck. So, maybe we'll find it softer. More casual listening station here in just a little bit. Oh, man. Sorry about that, but I had to share because, well, that's why you hear it at 8:36 in the morning when you're driving across the country and you listen to TikTok radio on Sirius FM. So, there we go. I'm going to need way more coffee if I'm going to make it through. Love ya for now, hopefully. Yeah, I don't know why I'm still doing this to myself. So the next song was by Young Gravy called Betty, parentheses, Get Money. It is the exact bass line for Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. And as well as I love a vintage throwback. Like, why are we not creating our own music but just recycling hits from the fucking 80s? Come on. Do better, please. I mean, it is kind of catchy, Young Gravy, but I'd rather have Rick Astley. Although you guys do kind of look a little similar. So maybe that was the point. I'm not 100% sure how long I'm going to be on the station. It's been 20 minutes and I want to gouge my eyeballs out, but I need those to drive. So, here we are. Yeah, another call to action, I guess. What are some of your favorite road trip tunes? I don't want to get into a podcast yet because I need to drink some more coffee. We'll drink coffee in general. I haven't had any yet. And eat a little bit of breakfast. But there's going to be lots of questions here. What are your favorite road trip songs? Do you make a playlist before you go, like an old mixtape CD from the 2000s? Do you listen to old school emo music like Chris and I like to do? Do you pick a new podcast? Shout out to Brittany from work for giving me some good recommendations. I can't wait to listen. I have plenty of time to do so. So yeah, I kind of want to know how you road trip. Do you love them? Would you rather get on an airplane? If you know anything about what's happening in the world right now, Southwest has had a complete computer meltdown. So hopefully everybody has had the autonomy to rent a car, have a hotel, get back on a flight with another airline. Sending thoughts and good vibes to everyone in that circle of life at the moment. I can't wait to see how we bang out 2023. Hopefully not as chaotic as this month, but I'm sure I will get into that shortly. So yeah, tell me how you road trip. Do you fly? Do you drive? Do you eat all the candy? Our dad likes to drink Mountain Dew and eat those red fireball candies. Not the red hots, but the literal like balls of fire. Okay, back to more TikTok because I'm a glutton for punishment. Love you. Thank God, something lovely. Just the Goo Goo Muck, let's go. Wait. That was a fake out. TikTok radio, what are you doing to me? That was like 20 seconds of the Goo Goo Muck. Come on. Give your girl some Wednesday on a Thursday. I gotta change the station, guys. Stay tuned. Maybe it's podcast time. Someone else's, not mine. But binge mine. Okay. You're already here. Okay. I think I need some food. And definitely some coffee. I promise I won't be so monologue-y the whole time. Okay, maybe. I don't know. But also, maybe everybody should have leaned on Jack Harlow to get them in first class and the airplane debacles wouldn't be such an issue. Too soon? Sorry. Hopefully you got a rental car, a hotel, or a new flight, like I said previously. I love you. Safe travels. Bye for now. You guys, I'm in Illinois! Maybe they have better gas station coffee here than previously. Also, missing person in a white Lincoln. I mean, this is the state of Abraham Lincoln. So, hopefully they're found soon. Welcome to Illinois, motherfuckers! I love you. Bye for now. I would have taken a picture of the sign, but there was an accident by it. And police officers. So I did not. Continue on. All right, friends, I've changed the radio. I know you've been on the edge of your freaking seats. I needed a little pop 2K in my life. So anyone else, Team NSYNC, but also Team Backstreet Boys, like, how are we supposed to choose? How can we choose? I don't know how you choose. So, question number three on this road trip, are you Team NSYNC or are you Team Backstreet Boys? Because right now, Nelly and I are taking it to the freaking house with this jam with NSYNC. And I blame Justin Timberlake. I mean, if you know, you know. And I accidentally just figured out how to change the radio station on the steering wheel. So, gotta love a car that's not yours. All right. Ta-ta for now. Oh, and Illinois looks the same as Indiana, which I already knew. But it did go up a hill on the highway, so it's not entirely flat, for those of you that think it is. Also, the time has changed on my phone to Central Time. Hey, I'm in my own time zone! This is exciting. But the car still says Eastern Time. So that's gonna fuck with me for real. It'll be fine. Also, happy Thursday. Happy almost 2023. And ta-ta for now. There's gonna be like 900 clips and voice records on my phone, but I'm having a good time. I'm not that tired yet. So I'm here for it. I have no idea what time it is right now. I'm in between two time zones. One on my phone, which is Central, and one in the car, which is freaking Eastern Time. So basically I time warped, okay? All right, so let me know question three, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Love you for now. Apparently exit 129 in Illinois has the largest golf tee. If you know anything about me, that's like my sport and my jam. But I'm trying to get to Oklahoma City today before the 12-hour mark. So I would probably dick around way too much in that attraction. So apparently if you're in KC or near exit 129 on the way to KC and or Kansas, I-49 exit 129 in Illinois, there's a large golf tee you might want to go check out. But that's a no for me today, friends. But I'm really intrigued. There's apparently lots of attractions over there. World's largest rocking chair? Okay. Indiana would like to put in a nod for that because I've seen a really, really big one near my hometown. So I'm going to look up the deets on that. Not right now because I'm in the car, but I tried to sneak and see if Casey, Illinois had any external opportunity to see the world's largest golf tee. Not the case. We'll try again another day. This is fun. Next up on roadside attractions on my road trip from Indiana to Oklahoma, we have here at exit 30 in Perion/Highland, Illinois, Blue Springs Cafe, as seen on the Food Network, because they have foot high pies. It is 9:39 in the morning and I am not stopping to eat a pie. Back to you, John. Just kidding. This is not going too bad. Thank you, Pop2K Radio on Sirius XM. You are keeping me awake. I also am having a little bit of a situation where I think my butt's numb. I've only been driving for 2.5 hours. So, with like 8 hours to go, we are in good shape. I won't feel my butt by St. Louis, and that's in less than 50 miles. So here we go, friends. Love this for me. Have you ever stopped at a roadside attraction where it's been featured on a TV show? If so, let me know what it is. Maybe just a cute little restaurant in a little tiny town in Illinois, like Blue Springs Cafe, apparently recommended by the Food Network. So, on to the next one. That's your question number 4. Toodles for now. 33 miles of St. Louis. Let's go. This just in, I passed a black SUV on the side of the road being pulled over by a cop with all of the doors open in a full search. Bruh, it's 9:42 in the morning. What have you been doing? I guess crime doesn't sleep, just like New York. Back at it. And if you're wanting to know what song is on right now on the Pop 2K radio station on Sirius XM, not sponsored but should be, it's Houston and Chingy with I Like That. Brings back some good times. Shaking my little booty on the dance floor in college. Just me aging myself here as we come along this little road trip from Indiana to Oklahoma City. Okay, I don't know how many times I'm going to pop back in for the fun, but I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. It's really keeping me entertained, especially because I'm in the car by myself. And I still have a lot to go on this road trip across the U.S. Well, at least half of it anyway. Okay, love you. Bye. All right, babes. Sorry to leave you hanging. Just kidding. We are in St. Louis. We've made it through. We've gotten gas. We stopped at the Quick Trip, the QT. If you know, you know. Their drink selection is fucking top notch. And there was a security guard at the Quick Trip, which I'm thankful for. Good job. It was not in East St. Louis. I followed my dad's instructions. But we made it through. We're all set. Back in the car, on the road. And I have a question for you. Because it is like 3 days before New Year's Eve, are you guys like resolution people? Do you set a resolution for the whole year? Or I just heard the gal on the radio was talking about how she does small tasks throughout the year that challenge herself, which you guys know I love. I love a small challenge. I adore a little victory. So I want to know, do you resolute or do you go a little bit at a time? So as she said, you don't feel like a failure. I'm going to try the smaller tasks for the month. Like in January, let's see if the podcast Instagram to get up to 2,000 followers. I'm at 1910 right now. I know there's 90 of you that probably listen that don't follow me on social media. So let's let that be the first goal of 2023. It's 2,000 Instagram followers on it, on the medias. I also have a Facebook page. At the Babe AF podcast, same thing on all the stuff. Also a TikTok. We'll work on all this stuff later. But for now, let's set a little tiny goal for ourselves. So 500 on TikTok, because I'm at 130 for the podcast page. Let's do 2,000 Instagram followers, because I'm at 1910. Wait, that's my own personal one. I think I'm at 1,100 on the Babe AF pod. Well, you know what? That's still a good goal. 900 followers in a month. I think I can do it. Let's figure that out. And Facebook has 650. So let's get that one to, try to get that one to 1,000. Okay, so Facebook 1,000 follower reach. Instagram 2,000. And TikTok 500. And let's see what we can do. Let's see how much good word we can spread confidently into 2023. Is that a new hashtag? Confidently in 2023. So I love these small tasks. Also, there's a very giant gas station called Wally's that I'm passing at the moment. Here in St. Louis area. It looks a little bit like a Buc-ee's, but it's cuter in decor. It looks kind of vintage. You guys know how I love that. See, you thought you weren't going to get any random shit this segment. Just kidding. Okay. Do you resolute or are you down to do smaller tasks throughout the month? I'm down for smaller tasks. I love a little victory. Let's freaking go. Bye for now. I just want to say thank you to the babes at the Pilot near Molly Brown's Fireworks. They helped me pick out a phone charger because your girl needed to plug in. So, I appreciate you. And I hope you have a lovely trip to Tennessee. And thank you for the chat, because it's been a little boring over here talking to myself. So, I appreciate you. And I hope you all have a great day. We're on to Rolla, Mississippi on the way to Joplin. We're about 2:52 outside. Apparently, I'm a truck stop driver now. Just kidding. Love y'all. See you soon. That's exit 258 for those of you that are on this drive with me. Thanks, babes. Appreciate ya. Thoughts from mile marker 244 in the middle of nowhere, Mountain, Missouri. I just passed a golf course, which I believe is literally in the valley of a mountain. So why are there not any driving ranges on the side of a mountain? Because literally, you could just hit into the abyss. You wouldn't have to hire a ball retrieval range guy. And they could be biodegradable, so they wouldn't hurt the environment. Have I just come up with a $1 million idea? Nobody steal it. TM. Okay. We're at 2:42. I'm going to have new thoughts. See ya. Oh, and you can really call it a mountain range. Get it? Like, because you're on the side of a mountain at a driving range. TM. Don't steal my idea. That just means I got to move to the mountains. Okay, bye. Alright, babes, after 20 plus miles on I-44 West, I finally reached Merrimack Caverns after seeing 972 billboards. If you've never been there, it probably is like the caverns that are in Texas where you can go and like explore through them, but there's more. There is zip lining. You can climb. You can stay the night there. You can see Jesse James's hideout. There's interesting looking children on billboards, which I believe to be now related because I've seen the boy and the girl and they look like they come from the same mom and dad. So if you're the owners of Merrimack Caverns, how old are your children now? It is 2022. How long has that billboard been up? But you can also do a lot of other things there apparently besides just go into caves. So I'm not stopping because I'm on my way to Tulsa at the moment. But it does sound very intriguing. So we are almost to the exit, you guys. It's going to be so fun to see. Well, we won't really see it because if it's a cavern, it's all below ground, yes? So there's a Jesse James Museum here. We can see the untold story. It is the next exit. Exit number 231, I believe, which is going to be very exciting. Also, the sun is out. It has been a while since I've seen this mug. I do have the holidays and severe weather to thank for that. But they also, Merrimack Caverns, salutes veterans. So if you are a veteran, maybe they give you a discount. That'd be rad. Literally, the last billboard just says cave in giant white letters on a black billboard, and it says this exit. Actually, there's two of them. That's great marketing. I love it for everyone involved. It is apparently exit number, wait for it, drum roll please. Where the hell's the exit? Oh my God, so many signs. 230. That's the exit for Merrimack Caverns. I'm sorry to keep you in such suspense, but there's also a wild animal adventure next to it, which has stingray, sharks, and more. Also looks like the snake farm if you go anywhere in between Austin and San Antonio. That's That's where we are. Apparently, I'm in Cavernville because there are other caverns coming up ahead. So, I think this is the only one I'm probably going to report on. Yeah. Also, I forgot to take allergy medicine today, and these mountains are literally giving my left ear a run for my money. So, pray that I don't get an earache, okay? I should really find some ibuprofen in the car. But I'm really heading in the right direction, so Godspeed. Hope you're having a lovely Thursday so far. I'm feeling a little delirious, but I did talk to my husband, and he's awake and excited for my arrival after 14 days of not seeing each other. So it's been an interesting 2 weeks. On for more adventure. Toodaloo. Okay, here's a little fact about me. If you know, you know. I used to be a high school English teacher, and when I was that, this song came out, and all of my students listened to it on freaking repeat. So every time it comes on, I think about those hoodlums. They weren't really hoodlums. It was just a small county school outside of Muncie, Indiana, where Ball State University is. And it was a really fun time. Even though it didn't last long, it was good. I learned a lot from those kids, whether they know that or not. They were really awesome. So shout out to the graduating senior class of Wapahani High School 2004. So maybe five. I'll look it up and let you know as an update. Here you are. This is for y'all. Nelly and Tim McGraw over and over. Literally, listen to it over and over again. I mean, does it get any better than that? Except when that song's not on repeat? Okay. Literally in the middle of the Bible Belt, by the way. I have passed like 7 roadside churches already. That one was called the Living Word Church. Hope you're having a lovely Thursday, friends. There's apparently a junction coming up called Route UU, which basically just looks like a pair of boobs. So that's fun. Yeah. About that. I hope you guys having a good day so far. It's actually not too bad on this little road trip. I should arrive at my destination at approximately 5:30. It is currently 11:47. So we got a lot more time together, y'all. I have to figure out where I want to eat lunch. Or dinner, which is like if lunch and dinner had a baby. It's kind of like brunch, but late afternoon, early evening. Yeah, that's all I have for now. The sun was out for maybe the whole time I was in Rolla, Mississippi, which was like 14 seconds. Okay. Toodaloo for now. Also, let's not forget road trip question number 5. What is a song that you have a memory that's attached to? Does that make sense? So that one was mine. The old Nelly collab with Tim McGraw. So tell me what one of yours are. Any song that you have that is attached to a memory, I want to know about it. Memory and song. Maybe I'll do a podcast episode about it in the future. But for now, that's mine. Hope you guys are doing great. I'm currently in Cuba, Missouri, not the country. So, choo choo, beep beep, let's go. Bored in the car, and I'm in the car bored. In other news, there is a place on Route 66 called Uranus Fudge Factory. If you can only see my face right now. I'm about to have to Google to see if that's real life. Yeah. Okay, so I have an update about the Fudge Factory. That is definitely not something I ever thought I'd say on this podcast or in general. Apparently, Uranus Fudge Factory is real. Exit 168, I think it said. I'm at 182. I will not be making a stop. But there's also moonshine there. Now I feel like I have to stop. So, I don't know what to do with myself. Do I stop? Because literally the tagline says the best fudge comes from Uranus. God, I cannot even make this shit up. Where am I? Also, it's exit 163, and if I can adequately get there in time, I definitely have to film a video and go to the store. Right? Like, it's a must. At this point, I feel highly invested. We'll see if I can figure it out. Okay. Ta-ta for now. All right, you guys, I'm super confused. Not only did I just leave Uranus.
Yes. Yes, I did. I went. It was so cute. I'm going to let a gal named Lauren, who works in the sideshow circus section of Uranus. Got crazy in there. In all seriousness, I'm confused because I've been in Missouri since, I don't know, at least 2.5 hours ago, and I just went past the Missouri Welcome Center. Like, I'm at exit 111. The Welcome Center is, like, apparently in the middle of the whole state, not when you drive into it initially. I mean, that's weird. Also, 329 miles to my destination in Oklahoma, so let's freaking go. Also, I'll share all of the details about Uranus shortly, so stay tuned. Lauren was freaking awesome. And I learned a little bit about the roadside attraction. So here you go. Doodles.
Up, and it is the same owner still.
Wait, it used to be a strip club?
Yep, this used to be called Big Louie's, and it's still the same owner. He and went from selling ass to packing ass.
I love you. What's your name?
My name is Lauren.
Lauren!
I have been here for 3 years. Me and the leopard lady are their longest employees.
That's awesome. Lauren, you're the best. You're making my day.
Everybody's using my puns because nobody else here has a sense of humor for themselves.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I told them, like, you might as well just give me a month off for vacation. Then give me a time to brush up on new puns. And then everybody can use it for the next year. And then give me another month and I'll start a whole new one.
Yeah, you're like, let me just work on my puns while I'm away.
2859.
Thank you.
May I see your ID?
Yes. Then
I got to keep Uranus protected. Thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, it started out as an old RV park, and then it went from an RV park to a Mark Twain hotel, and then from a Mark Twain hotel to the strip club, and then from the strip club to fudge packing.
Dude, I love it. I haven't made it over there yet, but I'm
because
on my way.
When this used to be the strip club, you used to be able to see the lights from here in every county. Cool. I lived in Richland, which is like, what, 20 minutes right down the road here?
Yeah.
And from my mom's porch, and we lived in the middle of Richland, you could see the strip club lights from up here at my hometown.
That's the marketing without having to market.
Well, then I ended up having, when I got older, I ended up having friends that used to strip and bartend here, so I'd come up here every weekend and get drunk with them on.
See? Well, I like to have friends like that.
Because in here was Chicken Bones Bar and Grill. And then next door was the dancers, and they had a sex shop called Dixon's, and then they had the tattoo parlor. But the strip club, when I came here, when I first came here, used to be right down here where the examiner was.
Yeah.
And then they moved it after they built this building up here, and then they moved it up here, and then that ended up being the part of the tattoo parlor.
That's awesome.
But now there's no tattoo parlor.
Well, I'm sad about that.
Yeah, I know.
Love a new one.
I should have at least put Uranus tattooed on you.
That's right. Perfect. Oh, my God.
All right, and if you are still with me, thank you so much on my trek from Indiana to Oklahoma City today. And I am on the stretch of road by Branson, Missouri, that's also named the Payne-Stewart Highway, which I just feel is very great
because that's one of my dad's favorite golfers. I appreciate a man who can blend old school golf attire with modern looks and a newsboy cap. So rest easy, buddy. One of the greatest golfers ever. So that was really fun to see. I'm on the quest for probably some really good French fries. So yeah, that's what I'm on the hunt for. So hope you guys are having a great day. I love you so much. Bye for now. Oh, like 320 miles to my destination. Hot diggity dog. I was wrong the last time. It was more than that. But that's okay. I'm getting a little sleepy. Probably because I need sustenance. So I'm going to find some French fries and go to town. Toodles.
All right, friends. We are on our last leg of the tour day. Nene, aka driving in the Nissan Rogue, to get to Oklahoma City. And I just stopped to get gas in Joplin, Missouri. And there's a funny story about the old Joplin. Well, my husband used to be a sports writer in Parsons, Kansas, and he dated a girl from where? Where, you ask? Joplin. Joplin. Name was Martha. My grandma's name. That was a very interesting connection that you guys never probably needed to know. But I figured it was appropriate to wave hello at her town and, you know, help the local economy a little bit and get some gas. So, that's what I did. We actually have about, let's see exactly. Get out of here. We have 226 miles to go. That says 3 hours. Lord, have mercy. I'm getting tired, but I can do it. 109 miles to Tulsa. We're almost into Oklahoma. All good things are heading this direction. So thank you for sticking around if you've been here as long as you have. I have no idea how long this episode is going to be, but I'm thankful that you guys are here. And there's my little nod to Joplin, Missouri. So that's all for now. I'm going to go finish listening to And That's Why We Drink, because I love Em and Christine. So, toodles for now.
All right, if you guys are keeping tabs, I should already be in Oklahoma, and you're right. I'm hitting Tulsa at roughly 4:53, which is almost sunset, which is awesome. A little tidbit, because if you haven't had enough, here's some more. Every year, Chris and I like to visit a new city together. And even though I'm meeting him in Oklahoma City and I've not been there yet, we are going to Tulsa for New Year's Eve. If you guys don't know, we have been married for almost 11 years in about 3 days. We were married on New Year's Eve 2011. And due to the events in December, we are spending New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and the day after in Tulsa. We are actually going to hang over ball at Kane's Ballroom. It is a famous dance hall here in Oklahoma, and some of our favorite bands are playing. So if you guys are going to hang over ball January 1st, 2023 in Tulsa, we will be there with some family members, and so I'm super excited. We love visiting a new city and exploring it together, and so that is what we're kicking off the new year with. As I am roughly an hour and a half or so away from my destination, I will probably just update you after I've, like, drank a beer, returned the rental car, and maybe taking a shower. I'm going to try not to nap. Oklahoma is playing right now in the bowl game, so can't wait to see them kick a little booty today. So hope you guys have enjoyed this thus far. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I know this was not expected, but I'm super, super thankful for y'all, and I cannot wait for you guys to see what's happening in 2023. I will give you a quick little update when I've made it, after I get my bearings and can figure some stuff out. So thank you so much. You guys are the jam sandwich. And I will see you soon. Love you for now. Doodles. All right, don't worry, babes. I did not leave you hanging. I have been home for a couple of days, and I honestly wanted to just kind of feel like I was getting back to normal. So I have a question, because I want to know what kind of post-vacation girl you are. Do you take the next day off to kind of recoup, stare into the abyss on your couch as you watch trashy television? You know, the realities that we like on the Netflix, Hulu, Prime, whatnot. Or do you go directly back into work? Are you a glutton for punishment? That's my last question. And I hope you loved this travel across the country. We're now back in Texas and we are living life a little bit easier today than the day before. So hope you guys had a lovely trip across the country with me. And I think I just repeated that. So maybe I need more coffee today or a nap. Who knows? I hope you guys are having a joyous 2023 so far. And you're welcoming in the new year in some good spirits. Can't wait for you guys to see what's coming up for the new year. And thank you for coming along on this road trip with me. I'll talk to you soon. Love you bunches. Don't forget to always be babe as fuck and do what you can with what you can, because it's the only thing you control. Talk to you later. Toodles.